God bless you.
Thank you. I'd like to thank everybody.
Hold on, bro.
To the Spirit Alive Christian Podcast Network, your global transformation station. Hallelujah. Good evening, everyone. I'm Bishop Shalene Cook, founder and executive producer of the Spirit Alive Network. And this is Every Man Standing in His Place for this Friday, June the 4th, 2021. Oh, glory, glory, glory. Tonight, saints of God, I am so excited to present a truly wonderful and anointed man of God in the persons of Pastor Eric Ware. Now, Pastor Ware is the husband, hallelujah, the covering of Pastor Dorsell Ware that we heard on Wednesday night. And oh, what a Holy Ghost time we had. So my brothers, my sisters, please, please, bow your hearts, open your minds, open your ears, and get ready to receive an anointed word from the man of God as he comes in his own way. Let us receive Pastor Eric Ware. Amen.
Come on and give God some praise in the house. I thank God for this opportunity. I thank God for this opportunity that the woman of God has given me to share a word to the people. Bishop Cook, I want to thank you for letting me come on tonight to share with your congregation, share with your radio world out there that's listening. I just want to thank you. I'm humble. I consider it a privilege to be on your radio station on today, and I want to personally thank you.
But God bless you, mighty man of God. Bless you, sir. Bless you.
Yes. God bless you, too, and I really appreciate this opportunity that you're giving me. But God dropped in my spirit, he said, I'm resurrecting miracles. And he said, I'm talking to you. He said, I'm getting ready to bring some things to pass. And he said, I'm talking to somebody that has given up. Oh, somebody who has said, is it worth it? Mm-hmm. Somebody who's been waiting on God. And it seems like, and it looks like, the answer hasn't showed up. God is saying, I'm getting ready to move. I'm getting ready to shift. I'm getting ready to put things into place. Mm-hmm. He says, I'm working behind the scenes, and I'm going to resurrect a miracle in your situation.
And in all your right.
He said, I'm bringing some things to pass.
Yes.
I'm bringing some stuff that you thought was impossible. I'm going to bring it to pass. Let me tell you what resurrect means. Resurrect means to call something that had ended or been forgotten or lost to exist again, to be used again. Miracle means an event that appears unexplainable by the laws of nature. And so it's held to be supernatural in origin or an act of God. God is saying, this is the season where I'm resurrecting some things that you thought was lost. Some things that you prayed about and forgot about them. You put them in the back of your mind. Some issues that you thought was dead and impossible. I'm going to resurrect those things. I'm going to cause them to exist again. It's going to be unexplainable.
Uh-huh.
And when it happens, all the ones that counted you out, the ones that gave up on you and said it could never happen, they're going to want to know, how did it happen? When did it happen? It's going to be a miracle. It's going to be supernatural because God is resurrecting miracles. In other words, he said, I'm going to bring it to pass.
Uh-huh.
He said, keep on trusting me.
Uh-huh.
Keep on believing in me.
Yeah.
Keep holding on to me.
Yeah.
Keep praising me.
Yeah.
And I'm going to bring it to pass. I'm going to bring that miracle to pass. I'm going to bring that breakthrough to pass. And he said, it's not over until I say that it's over. Now clap your hands and give him the praise, because he said, I'm going to bring it to pass.
He said,
those things that you prayed about, those things that you forgot about, you thought that I didn't, you thought that I wasn't going to bring them to pass. He said, I'm getting ready to bring that miracle to pass. I'm going to heal your physical body. If you've been sick in your physical body, you've been waiting a long time for God to heal you. He said, I'm getting ready to heal you. I'm going to perform a miracle. I'm going to save that son. I'm going to save that daughter.
Yeah.
I'm going to turn everything around.
Yeah.
Everything that the devil meant for evil, I'm going to turn it around for your good.
Yeah.
He said, because I'm getting ready to work a miracle.
Yeah.
I'm going to do the unexplainable.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to turn it around. Clap your hands all over the radio and give God some praise.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
He said, because it's a miracle. It's a miracle I'm getting ready to, that's getting
yeah,
ready to take place. He
hallelujah.
Said, I'm going to show you who I am.
Mm-hmm.
Ask me how I know. Well, back in November of 2020, I got sick. I'm going to tell my testimony. I mean real sick. Death was trying to take me out.
Yeah.
I was in a bad condition.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you how bad my condition was.
I had
sepsis of the kidneys.
Mm-hmm.
Statistics say that most people who catches this disease, they don't come out of it.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, they don't live.
Uh-huh.
I lay in the hospital for 45 days.
Yeah.
I was hooked up to all kinds of machines.
Yeah.
Breathing machines, oxygen machines. I was sedated.
Yeah.
I lost all the activity of my limbs.
Uh-huh.
They was pumping toxins out of my body.
Yeah.
I had to take dialysis 3 times a week. My kidneys had quit working.
Yeah.
They told my wife that I had a 40% chance of living.
Yeah.
It looked impossible for me.
Uh-huh.
It looked like it was over for me.
Oh, yeah.
But
my
one
Lord.
Day, all of a sudden, while I was taking dialysis,
uh-huh.
The manager of the facility came out and told them to unhook me
uh-huh.
off the machine
yeah.
because
my
kidneys were functioning again.
Yeah.
Other words, God stepped on the scene
yeah.
with
yeah.
his resurrecting power
yeah.
and healed
yeah.
me in my physical body and caused
mm-hmm.
my kidneys to live
yeah.
again. And it was a resurrecting miracle.
Yeah.
Now
yes,
look at
sir.
Your neighbor and say, neighbor, oh neighbor, God is resurrecting miracles.
Yes, he is. Come
oh,
on now.
I'm bringing life to your situation.
Yeah.
I'm
yes.
turning that situation around.
Yeah.
I'm breaking
yes.
the hand of the enemy.
Yeah.
I'm shifting.
Yeah.
I'm putting things back into place.
Yeah.
I'm resurrecting a miracle in your life. He said, it may look like it's over. It may look like it's finished. It may look impossible. It may look like things are getting worse instead of better. The situation may look dark. It may look like it's not going to turn around. But it
yeah.
is over. So God says that it's over. And God
yeah.
is resurrecting miracles. Clap your hands wherever you're at. Lift up your voice wherever you're at.
Yeah.
Give God some praise.
Yes, sir.
Break the hand of the enemy.
Yes.
Clap your hands.
Yes,
come
sir.
On, give him some praise. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Yes, God.
Yes, sir.
He said, I'm turning it around. He said,
yes,
I'm resurrecting
sir.
Your home.
Yes.
I'm resurrecting your marriage. I'm resurrecting your family.
Oh, come on, bro.
I'm resurrecting your health.
Yeah.
He said, I'm getting ready to touch you in a way that you've never been touched before.
Uh-huh.
Now clap your Ooh. Hands and give him praise.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Oh, I thank you for this opportunity. Just what God told me to tell the people, that he's not dead. He's still alive.
Yeah.
And that he's
yeah.
getting ready to be. Those things that you thought was impossible, he said, I'm going to bring them to pass.
Yes.
And Bishop Cook, I appreciate you giving me this opportunity tonight.
Yes.
I really love you, and I thank you. And he said, I'm going to do some things for you, too.
Huh?
I'm getting ready to even make it bigger for you. I'm going to grind
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Just like Jabez prayed. He said, broaden my territory. God said, I'm getting ready to broaden your territory. I'm going to bring more of ministry to you in Jesus' name. Clap your hands and give God some praise.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Oh, God, hallelujah. I'm done, Bishop Cook. Hallelujah.
Oh, glory to God. Beautiful testimony, but we ain't through with you yet, brother. Oh, no. I got my brother in the house. We finna praise him up in here. Let me, my listeners, my family, show you the holy hookup. Wednesday, my beautiful little sister, Darcelle, Pastor Darcelle, was here. I said, Pastor, let the Lord drop a word in your spirit. The word was trust, and we praise yes. God just talking about trusting him. Now, on tonight, Friday, her wonderful covering, Pastor Ware, comes and says, God is resurrecting a miracle. And when you put that all together, saints to God, what I have heard this week is, saints, it's time for us to trust God for that miracle.
Yes.
It's time to trust God for that miracle. Yes. See, we shouldn't have to wait like our brother here to be in distress before we start praising God for a miracle. We don't, praise God. Our brother is a righteous man and a trusting man and a God-fearing man, and he walks with God, and his wife walks with God. That's a beautiful thing.
Yes.
But thank God, we need to be trusting God for that miracle every day.
Yes.
Yes.
We need to be seeing the miraculous work of God in everything that we do. Because don't you understand that each and every morning we are a part of that miracle, that great miracle called God woke you up.
Yes.
Because, see, I don't care. I don't care about your alarm clock. I don't care if you wear a Rolex. I don't care about your iPad, iPhone, none of that. All the alarms and bells and whistles in the world won't wake you up until the Lord says so. Miraculous.
Yes.
Some of you have been hurting for a long time. You've been in a lot of pain. You've been in hard situations.
Yes.
You know, you thinking, when, God, when?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Well,
hallelujah.
God is asking, when are you going to trust me for that miracle? I hear you going to the pastors, and I hear you going to your sisters and brothers complaining about the situation. But when are you going to come to me, pray to me, trust me for that miracle?
Yes, hallelujah. That's what it is, yes.
You know what I'm saying? We got to look here. We got to see the miracles because we got to look at things through the lens of Scripture.
Yes, hallelujah.
You know, I told on Wednesday about my story, about how my whole apartment building burned down. And hallelujah, the Lord not only spared my was the only unit that was spared, and my clothes didn't smell like smoke. I think that's pretty miraculous, bro, don't you?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Hallelujah. See, came to see, the word of God says all things are possible with God.
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm.
And then if you remember what Pastor Darcelle said on Wednesday,
yes,
we have to trust him to do it.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Regardless of what our eyes see, our ears hear, what the people say, we've got to stand on the promises of God.
Yes.
We've got to trust his miraculous power.
Uh-huh.
We got to speak those things as though they were and believe it.
Yes.
Glory
mm-hmm.
to God. See, if you I tell people, if you want to see a miracle, look at me.
Yes.
I'm walking down the street, y'all, Super Bowl night, 1996. Obeying the traffic laws and everything, saints, walking with the lights, everything. But I still got hit by a car in the crosswalk with the lights.
Mm-hmm.
Now, When that car come barreling down on me, as much as I love my beautiful mother, I didn't call her name. As much as I love the Apostle Paul, I didn't call his name. As that car came barreling down on me, I called on the only name that could perform a miracle. Felt the car hit me. Felt myself go up in the air. Felt myself come down.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
He called me and said, and they was like, oh, you know, still in the bed, tell my mama, I'm okay. I think my leg has just broke real, real bad. I'm good. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm good. And I'm going to tell you something, saints. I didn't see my life flash before my eyes. I didn't go through no near-death experience because, see, the Lord just kept me. Boom. Miraculous.
Yes. Hallelujah.
I heard a still voice that you shall live and you shall not die. Hallelujah. God has miraculous power, but we want to put him in a box because we have little faith, because we don't trust. You know, God isn't in the miracle working business. And, oh, yes, he is. He's in the miracle working business every day, every day. And Pastor Eric, you know yourself he's in the working business every day. He was just in the miracle working business for you.
Yes, he
was. He's been in the miracle working for business for your wife.
Yes,
he's been in the miracle working business for people on your job. You have laid your hands on people and they have recovered. Hallelujah. You have prayed for the sick. You have, hallelujah. But black and brown out there, there's a lot of them that have been beat down. The cards have been stacked against them, and they feel like they need a miracle. Brother, I want you to take some time and just talk to them and introduce them to the miracle worker, live and in living color. Would you please do that for me, brother? Just have a word with these young brothers about that miracle working power of Jesus when he's your Lord and Savior.
Yes, yes, yes. God is saying you've been crying out to me and your faith down on the inside of you is making you whole. In other words, what you've been believing me for, the substance of things you've been hoping for, I'm going to bring it to pass because of your faith. You've been believing I'm going to show up. You've been trusting I'm going to show up. You've been calling on me. And because of your faith, I'm going to bring it to pass. So don't stop crying out because your faith is making you old. I'm talking to the men who have given up and said, has turned their back and said, there is no hope. I'm letting you know there is hope, and God is getting ready to answer. God is getting ready to take control of your situation. He's getting ready to turn it around, and he's saying, you've been crying out. You've been pulling on him. You've been trusting him. And he said, I'm getting ready to bring it to pass. Just like I did for the mayor when he was crying out, the people tried to shut him up. But the Bible said the more that he cried out, the more they tried to shut him up, he cried out even more.
Even more. Hallelujah.
He stopped God. And God said, Jesus said, what do you want me to do for you? He said that I may receive my sight. And he turned around and he said, Bartimaeus, your faith have made you whole. So I'm telling you today, I'm talking to the men who have given up. I'm talking to the men who have said, Is it worth it? God is saying,
come on, Brian.
And I have heard your cry, and I'm getting ready to move, and I'm getting ready to turn it around. Don't give up. Keep trusting me. Keep believing me. Keep holding on to me, and I'm going to bring what I said to you to pass. I need all of them to clap your hands and give God some praise.
Yeah.
And all you have to, he said, all you got to do is ask me. He said, all you got to do is ask me, and I'm going to do it for you. And trust me.
Hallelujah.
Believe me. And he said, I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
I'm going to do
Glory
it.
To
said,
God.
I'm going to bring it to pass.
Yes, sir. Well, Pastor Ware, hallelujah, hallelujah. All right, at this time, what I'm going to do is I'm going to open up the lines and let you put your praise on it. But I have a young man here. His name is Timothy, and he's calling from Fort Lauderdale. Pastor Ware, he is typing into the chat room right now. He says, I want a miracle. I want a miracle, and I need a miracle now. Pastor Ware, would you please lead this young man in the sinner's prayer? Because the only way that you're going to get a miracle, young man, is to be connected to the miracle worker. So I'm going to ask the man of God to invite you into anyone that's sitting in our chat rooms all over the world. If you are on your computers and you would like to come into the live celebration, please call 714-364-4337. But Pastor Ware, you have one that is coming to Christ. His name is Timothy from Fort Lauderdale. He just wants you to pray for him, and he wants to know Jesus. So please, sir.
Father, right now we pray for this young man, Timothy, in the name of Jesus. Timothy, if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that God is a living God, then
he
you
confess
do. With your Yes, okay, you confess with your mouth, then you shall be saved. And I'm going to pray for you. And you believe
Amen.
In God. I'm going to pray for you that God perform this miracle that you are asking for. In the name of Jesus. Father, right now, touch my friend from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. Right now, meet the need. Touch him now from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. You know the need, Father, that he needs. You know what he's asking for. And I'm asking you to grant it in the name of Jesus. I thank you for the deed that is already done. Right now, my faith is already done. He's been crying out. He's been talking to you about certain situations and certain circumstances. And God, I'm asking you right now, in the name of Jesus, to bring it to pass and bring this miracle to pass in the name of Jesus. Right now, Timothy, trust him. And trust
Hallelujah.
Him. All you got to do is trust him. All you got to do is believe him. And it's going to come to pass in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
and I
Lord.
Thank you. God is right there with you. He's with you. He's been with you all of the time. He's been leading
yes,
you
Lord.
All of the time. He said, I never left you, and I'm not going to forsake you. And he said,
Say
I'm
that
with
now.
You right now. And I bless your holy name that is already done. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It is now time. We've heard a beautiful testimony from Pastor Ware. And he gave a word. You know, that testimony was powerful. And it had a message that should have resonated to your core. So if you want to put your praise on it, you want to touch and agree with a brother. You just want to tell a brother, thank you. I appreciate You just coming through with some good news. Please press your 1 and I will on your keypad, and I will address you by your area code and the last 4 digits of your phone number. Hallelujah. So, but I know one who wants to have a word right now, and that is Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell, the mother of Spirit Alive, my mother. She would like to have a word right about now. Mother Mitchell, come on in the room.
God bless you, Bishop. I love you. God bless you, Pastor Ware. Such a powerful word. And any time a powerful word in the name of Jesus comes from young men, it just thrills the soul of mine. Because I've watched the churches be sparse on men, a whole lot of women and children, but sparse on young men who can bring the word to the young men and draw them and help draw them to God. And God says, if you draw, I'll draw all men unto me. You just help do that and ask them to keep their eye on the cross, have faith, trust in God, hold on to his unchanging hand, and no matter what the situation looks like, feels like, or even is, he can bring you out of all of it.
Yes, hallelujah.
Thank you, Pastor Ware. I heard your lovely wife that I've been knowing since she was a little girl. Probably knew you the same.
Sure did. Amen.
God for you that he has chosen to bring forth the word of God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, and God bless you. Thank you, Bishop, for allowing me to have a few words.
Amen. Thank you, Mother. Thank you, Mother. God bless you. Hallelujah. Pastor D. Ware, come on forth in that room. I heard you back there. Come on, bring it. Look. That's your husband. Yeah. Go on and lift him up, girl. Go on and say, hey, that's my boy. He did good. He did good. Hallelujah.
Yes, God is so awesome. If Timothy can hear me, hey, glory to God. God is right there in the room with you, Timothy. Hallelujah.
Come on, baby.
Trusting, believing, and saying with the mouth, God forgive me for all of my sins. And he's right there to answer you right now.
Yes, he is.
Glory to God. I feel my help, and it's all about God tonight. Hallelujah. Ooh, that was
hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Resurrection. Hallelujah. A miracle.
Yeah.
And Timothy, if you need a miracle, if you hear me, God can create the miracle that you need. You just must.
Yes, sir. He can hear you. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, and hallelujah.
All you have to do is give God some praise. Hallelujah. Yes. You can give him
praise
some praise.
Emojis going up. Hallelujah. Praise emojis going up.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Those angels are miracles.
Yes.
Timothy, in that room, we can dispatch the angels to you. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, they rejoice me.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
With everything, Brother Timothy, God's got it. Hallelujah.
God's got it. Hallelujah. And Brother Timothy, we want you. Hallelujah. Of course, you follow us here on Spirit Alive. I see you often. But you know what? We want you. I want you to, you know, I know we're going through COVID and everything, but as things begin to open back up, find yourself a local church where you can be amongst the saints. I love being global.
Yes.
But you get into a Bible study, you study to show yourself approved, and before you study, you pray to the Holy Spirit, and you ask him to show you, to help you to understand the word and the ways of God. And then you surround yourself with people that truly love the Lord and that to mentor you and spiritually help you to grow. Because check this out, Timothy. We want to welcome you to the family of God, but you have just made an arch enemy. His name is Satan, okay? And he's not going to be pleased that you gave your life to Christ. But, honey, you hold on. You know what? You hold on. You keep the faith. The word of God says, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. If you don't say nothing but for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, guess who got to get the stepping? Satan. You know, and for all, I want to say to you, Pastor Ware, what I love is for all you folks out there that God has been speaking to you and he's been telling you, you know, to step out into the deep. Because I mean, you know, and you thought, you know, and you have heard this and you thought that that season might have passed. You thought that, you know, the Lord might not bring it back around. But my brother said, he just told you, God can resurrect anything. But my brothers and my sisters, if the Lord resurrects this thing in you, if he resurrects your health, if he resurrects that relationship, if he resurrects that financial situation, then live. Live for him. Live. Live abundantly for him. Let the world share him with others. Tell the world about his goodness. You know, because we can't run around saying we love Jesus and how great Jesus is if all we have is a complaint coming off of our lips. If all we have is judgment coming off our lips, if all we have is gossip coming off of our lips, if all we have is our own selfish, presumptuous pride coming out of our mouth, the Lord is not pleased. But sometimes the Lord allows us to hit the reset button. Some of us, we, you know what I'm saying? So once he hits that reset button, get ready, get set, and go do what the Father has commanded you to do. Because whatever he commands you to do, it is going to be miraculous to somebody. Because, see, you're going to introduce somebody to the very miracle of Jesus, the Christ. You are going to demonstrate to somebody the very miracle of knowing Jesus, the Christ. You are going to be a witness, hallelujah, of Jesus, the Christ. And we just praise God for each and every one of you. There is still time, saints of God, for those of you who are in the chat room. All right. Okay, we have Miss Ellen Jorgensen. She put her old name. Miss Helen Jorgensen in Dallas, Texas. She said, Pastor Ware, she just want to thank you for that testimony. She knows God is able and that he's a miracle worker, and she just needed that reminder. Amen. Glory to God. We love you down there, Mother. We love you. We love you down there in Dallas, Texas. We love all our family down there in Dallas, Texas. Praise the Lord. We have Maria Gonzalez, Bogota, Bolivia, writing. And I'm glad I speak Spanish right now. She's writing, Jesus is all. Jesus is Lord. Jesus es mi todo, es mi vida, es mi corazón. The Lord is my life. He's my all. He's my heart. Okay? Hallelujah. Mil gracias, Pastor. Ware. She said, thank you very, a million thanks to you, Pastor Ware.
Yes.
Wow.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. So we just praise God for all of you. There's still time if you want to touch and agree. Bless the man of God. Hallelujah. Young brothers, we want to encourage you to call in because, like I said, some of you might have questions about things you're going through. You know, you might want more understanding or more clarity. Well, on tonight, we have a mighty man of God here. He is a mentor. Pastor Ware, please tell us about your church, where it's located, hallelujah, how people can get in contact with you, if they need you for weddings or what, a funeral, whatever. Let the people know how they can reach out and touch you, my brother.
Yes, my church is called Pinnacle of Faith Life Changing Ministries. 2711 Thomas Drive. You can always reach me by my phone, 708-8207. Or you can reach me by my email, EricWire206 at gmail.com. And I will feel free to answer any, answer or talk to you about anything or lead you to Christ or whatever help you may need. I will be glad to help.
Especially if you are in the Cape Girardeau area, please reach out to Pastor Ware. He is a man of God. He is taking care of God's business. And we need to really support and be there for the for these pastors that are truly preaching the word of God the way it's supposed to be preached. Because, saints of God, you know, I know personally, when you're preaching the word of God boldly, with conviction, the way it's supposed to be preached, when you're preaching the word of God, hallelujah, with no respect of money or persons, when you're preaching the word of God in season and out of season, you're not going to get a lot of amens from these carnal Christians out here.
So,
Say it, Bishop.
Now, I'm just letting you know. So for us, those of us that truly love the Lord, when we hear a man or woman of God, I'm going to always encourage you to reach out and let them know how much you appreciated that word coming from them, because I know that I appreciated it. And I want to thank you, Pastor Eric and Pastor Dorsell, for coming through on tonight and sharing with us this beautiful testimony. And as I told Pastor Dorsell, Pastor Eric, I pray that this is not the last time we hear from you, because my brother, I'm like this. Look, I might not be Ruth in this situation, but I'm like Naomi. Look, I'm telling you, where I go, you go.
Yes. Amen.
Because your God is my God, and my God is your God. Where I go, your wife go. We all go together, because why are we family?
Yes.
We family.
Absolutely. Yes.
We family. So there he is. So my brother, I pray that you will come back and bless us, prepare a message, and just come back and bless us. And I pray that, you know, you will invite your congregation and they can celebrate with you, with us here on the Spirit Alive Network, because my brother, you have truly blessed my soul on tonight. So I'm going to, we want to praise God for Timothy's, you know, checking his eternal address. I want to thank everyone that was typing amen in the chat rooms and, you know, doing the praise emojis. God bless you. We love you. We're so glad that you're listening. And even though there's a lot of people in here tonight, and I know that a lot of times a lot of you don't say anything, but I still want to say to you, we are so glad that you're here, because at least you are sitting under the word. You are hearing unity. You are hearing love. You are hearing victory in the men and women of God that come forth here on the Spirit Alive Network. And I am so blessed that my Heavenly Father saw fit to give me this beautiful gift that I can share with other anointed men and women. So if there be nothing else, I'm going to allow Pastor Ware to have a final word if he has a final thought, and I will close our program for this evening.
Amen. Just give God praise for what he's already done and what he's getting ready to do and how he's performing and bringing things to pass. God bless you. I love you. Woman of God, I appreciate you having me on your program on tonight.
Amen.
And Brother Timothy, we're going to be praying for you. And
yes.
We're going to be keeping checking and agreeing that God do things that he said he's going to do for you in Jesus' name.
Amen. This has been Bishop Shalene Cook with the wonderful anointed man of God, Pastor Eric Ware, for every man standing in his place. We pray that you continue to follow us here on the Spirit Alive Network. Join us tomorrow at 11 o'clock a.m. Central Standard Time for the summit with Minister Adam Tuggle coming to you out of Indianapolis, Indiana. Also, if you do not have a church home and you do are looking for a place to worship, you can always join us right here at the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience each and every Sunday morning at 11 a.m. Hallelujah. So we just pray that you continue to acknowledge Christ in all that you do, and from our household to yours. It is our fervent prayer that you be ye transformed. Good night, and God bless you. Amen. You guys were awesome. Thank you.
Thank you, too, for having us on there.
Amen.
Amen.
Love you.
Love you.